but you say to her child, you's enough to drive me wild. Want a story? Just hit it. Well, I get a story at?
Where he get a story at?
Didn't I tell you thee last night? Go away, honey. You ain't right. I's got something else to do. So I's just telling tales to you. Tell you just one, let me see what that one's a gwine to be. When you's old, your memory fails. Seems like I don't know no tales.
Seems like he don't know no tales.
Well, sit down there in that chair. Keep still if you want to hear. Take that chin up off your hands. Sit up nice now, goodness land. Hold yourself up like your paw. Bet nobody ever saw him scrunch down like you was then. High-toned boys make high-toned men. Once there was an old black bear. Used to live round here somewhere. In a cave he was so big. He could carry off a pig.
He could carry off a pig.
Like you picks a chicken up. Or your little's bitter pup. And he had two great big eyes. Just about a saucer size. Well, they look like balls of fire, jumping round up on a wire. When that bear was mad and lost, but you oughta seen his paws.
But you oughta seen his paws.
Did I see him? How you expect? I's a gwine to recollect. This here yarn I was trying to spin, if you keeps on putting in. Now you keep still, and don't you cheep, lest I'll send you off to sleep. This here bear, go tromping round, eating everything he found. No one couldn't have a farm, but that bear do him harm. And they couldn't catch the scamp, anywhere he wanna tramp.
Anywhere he wanna tramp.
There that scoundrel make his tracks, do his dirt and come on back. He was such a sly limb, traps was just like fun to him. Well, down near where Mr. Bear lived, there was a weasel there. But they wasn't friends at all, cause the weasel was so small.
The weasel was so small.
And that bear, just for sass, turned his nose up when he passed. Weasel small, of course, but my, them there animals is sly. So this here one says he, I'll just fix that bear, you see. So he fixes up his plan and hunts up the farmer man. When the farmer see him come, he miss looking mighty glum. So he catches up a stick, but the weasel speak up quick.
The weasel speak up quick.
Hold on, Mr. Farmer Man. I want to explain a little plan. If you wait, I'll tell you where and just how to catch old bear. But now, you must give me one fat chicken first. Last the man, he scratched his head. Then he said, I'll make the trade. So the weasel at his hand. Smack his mouth and say, well then,
set your trap and bait tonight, and I'll catch that bear all right.
Then he ups and goes to see Mr. Bear and says he,
"Well, friend Bear, we ain't been friends, but tonight hard feelings in. If you ain't too proud to steal, we could get a splendid meal. Course, I wouldn't come to you, but it must be done by two. It's a trap, but we can beat all the tricks and get the meat."
"Course I'll whip you," said the bear. "Come on, weasel, show me where." Well, it trots along until that meat begin to smell in the trap. Then the weasel say, "Now, you put your paw this way while I hold the spring back so. Then you grab the meat and go." That bear, he had to grin as he stuck his big paw in. Then he chuck up, but kabing! Weasel done let go the spring! There, I said the weasel there. I done caught you, Mr. Bear. Oh, that bear did snort and spout, trying his best to get out. But the weasel said,
"Goodbye, weasel small, but weasel sly."
Then he turned his back and run. He told the farmer what he done, and the farmer came down there with an axe and killed the bear. There, now ain't that story fine? Want some more? Never mind. Run along, you rascal, you. No, sir, no, sir, that'll do.